Hey, it's 5:04. We're going to open up our meeting, our budget meeting. So we're going to start off with our assessor, Mrs. Golden. Okay.
So your two suggestions, I kind of kept those in the back of my mind. I didn't think they, if we're not going to have multiple days of grievance, which I don't anticipate that we're going to, I didn't see the benefit of adding to their salary. On a normal year, we don't have the contentious property owners that we did kind of this year.
So security, you don't think would be an issue going forward?
I don't think you need that, no.
Okay.
If we get to the point where we're going to be, you know, adding a lot of assessments, like, you know, changing assessments again, then, you know, we'll revisit the issue. But at this point, I didn't think it was necessary. So they're going to get, they get $400 for the day, and that's whether or not they are here all day, you know, or they're here half a day. So it's easier to budget that, and the chairperson who does the paperwork that's sent out to the property owners has to complete that. They get $500, so that's where the $2,100 comes in. Okay? The rest of the budget, the other contractual, I had a question about that. That is reduced because my training isn't coming, that $1,430 is but roughly my training budget for the year. But because Van Buren pays for my training, and then they provide a lump sum bill, it's actually coming out of that last line that assessor shared with Van Buren. My training, and Jen caught that, the training is actually coming out of that line, so we don't need an additional $1,400 because it's coming out of that shared services. It's a package deal, okay? Postage and permits, because we're not going to be mailing a ton of stuff, I cut the postage. And the mileage I cut slightly, even though mileage is up because we haven't really been spending it all. So I cut a little bit out of that. And that's pretty much it. It increased a little bit because of the parcel, the tax bills. It's based on parcel count, one of the contractual line. But other than that, everything is the same or less than last year. Questions?
Standard.
The same.
Kevin, you don't have any questions you'd like to ask her?
No, I mean,
you don't have to make up questions. She's got places to go. So.
She's got another
no,
one.
No, I don't think
so. Do we?
Okay, I got time. I got time. Yes.
I mean, do you don't anticipate with equalization rate, you know, anything that's going to be like
that
changing?
That doesn't affect us, though.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know.
Well, the equalization rate will change. It depends on the analysis that the state does. Compares our sales, this year's worth of sales, to our assessments from this past year.
But it doesn't affect our budget.
It doesn't affect our budget at all. Doesn't affect the budget at all.
Okay.
Basically, it just equalizes everyone. So to give you an idea, last year our average increase was 14% or more. Some of the neighborhoods went up more than 14. The average was 14%. In the town of Clay, they did the equalization rate process, and their equalization rate went down 10%, which I think is a little low when you consider we went up 14.
Right.
So you know, it'll be what it is, and then you know, next year we'll talk about whether or not, you know, we want to jump on board the train if it's going back down the hill.
Right. Yeah, and decide if we want to.
Yeah,
assess.
And it's an annual thing. You guys can decide, you know, over the summer when I have the initial sales and decide whether or not you want to continue, you want to wait.
But we know that when you and I were discussing it, right around June, we'll know what they are.
Yes.
Around June.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of time to decide what we want to
do.
And that's why we had those discussions when it was going up 14.5%.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. When you ask the question, why wouldn't we keep it at that? Because it's not fair. When people in the town of Clay have kids that go to the Baldwinsville School District are only going up 10%, and the people in town of Van Buren and town of Lysander are going up 14%. How's that fair? It isn't fair. So until they get
until
that squared away,
right.
until they
right.
can fix it,
then,
which I
or they go down, if they go down. But when we're looking at a 14% increase,
yeah.
it's not fair to them. They're paying an unfair portion of the burden.
Right.
Yeah.
Town of Lysander.
Yeah.
Now, let's say market goes crazy. Do you see by what we did making it more or less work for you if we do go back to full assessment?
It may be a little bit more work because you may have, but it can't be any worse than this past year because we did everybody basically.
Right.
So it can't be any worse than that because there weren't any properties left to do.
Okay.
So, and as long as you're maintaining, good data, you're tracking permits, you know, you're tracking all those things that either add physical or, you know, add physical changes or take away physical changes, and you maintain good data as much as you can, the valuation part of it you can usually plug in, you know, relatively easy. The longer you go, and if you're not keeping good data, then the more you get out of whack, and the longer you go, the more extreme the changes may be.
Right.
But that would be offset by, you know, if they go up 10 or 12% this year, and then things level off, then, you know, they come back down some. So,
right.
that kind of thing.
Okay.
Well,
the
Fed's talking about increasing another 0.75% next month.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to slow things down.
Yeah.
It just...
Interest rates are 6.75%, I think,
the last
time
I checked.
Yeah,
it'll be 7.5%.
For a 30-year mortgage. So, you know, that's got to have some kind of effect.
Yeah, but I mean,
how
so,
quickly, you know, right. and the problem is, if you hadn't decided that you were going to, you know, hey, time out for a year, you know, and let's see how things shake out, we would be using sales up until July of this year, where interest rates had gone up, but not that much, and we would be adding, you know, next year's assessment roll with notices going out in May. And, you know, we may well be in a recession by then, depending on how things go.
Sure.
So the timing of it, I don't think, could have been worse if we planned it between
right.
because of that year lag that we have.
Right. Yeah, and that's what majority of people don't realize.
Yeah, they
the
don't
year
realize,
difference
yeah.
in what it,
yeah.
you know, takes you a year to get to that recession.
Yeah. And I explained to them, you know, it's always a year. We don't change it, whether we're going up, we're going down, or we're sideways. But they don't, you know, they don't like to hear that. When it's going down, they want it to go down yesterday. When it's going up, they don't want that, you know,
right.
that kind of thing. We're always a year behind what's happening. But I think the timing would have been really bad because of the interest rates going up and, you know, all the other factors that are happening and still shaking out right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything
else? Reason too that so many municipalities are dropping out of the 100%.
Yeah.
It gets a huge percentage now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
right.
that article said in what 2006 was it?
48%.
There was 16 towns in Onondaga County that were at 100, and now there's going to be maybe 4.
Right.
And Salina's looking at abandoning it next year.
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason to do it.
There's no incentive.
Right.
When we started this, there was an incentive.
Yeah.
The state gave money for basically maintaining 100%, but they don't do that anymore. They haven't for about 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
And then you see what happened. You know.
And there's no. There's no negative to it either.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're going by what the state gives you a number.
Yep.
So. Very good. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any thoughts on that senior citizen exemption? As long as I have a captive audience, kind of.
Yeah. I like it. I was just trying to figure out how I could. You said household income, which screws the pooch for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to put my house and my parents' name or my mother's name, so that way I didn't have to pay the tax.
We got to look at how it's going to affect
yeah.
us, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And how it affects the rest of the
yeah.
the rest of the tax.
Yeah,
rate.
But I don't see the
you know?
Huge amount is just ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
yeah.
The count, the
yeah.
count, the new amount.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's kind of crazy.
Then that would force
That would force everyone.
Because the budget, the amount we need doesn't change.
What's the drop dead date that we have to make a decision on that?
Well, I would say probably by the end of this month or the first part of next month, because my staff right now, all the seniors that are holding, we're holding their paperwork. We have their, we have their applications, their renewals, their income, everything, and they're calculating their income on each of the applications, but we're not actually putting exemptions into the system, because if the, that sliding scale changes, then you gotta go back and redo it again, so.
I think what we'll need from you is, if we reduce it by X amount, this is the impact on our revenues, if we, and then do it on a sliding scale. So that maybe if we do change it, we'll have a better idea where we change it to, or if we wanna change it at all. But I think we're gonna need a sliding scale from you.
If you look at what I gave you, it shows you, if you just go to where the county is. The county's been there since 2006. If you just go to where the county is, then there, you can actually see the exemption amount, the change that you would be looking at.
Right.
So that'll give you a feel for it.
But I would want a little more information, so I would want that number that you're talking about, and a sliding scale like you're talking about. I wanna know what that does to the overall budget.
The dollars.
Right, because those dollars, right, those dollars are gonna get shifted to the rest of the taxpayers, and that's gonna affect.
Yes, and I could do some math on that for you.
And how many people, and how much it would increase other people's assessment.
The thing to remember, the senior citizen limited income exemption gives everybody the warm fuzzies, because everybody wants to, you know, take care of the seniors, me included. But when you raise the upper limit, you're not changing anything for the people that are, you know, seriously limited income. The people that are, you know, $18,000, $20,000, they're not gonna get any more off. The more, the most they can get is 50%.
Yeah.
You're just making it available to more people at higher incomes. So that's the thing to remember.
But, I mean, that higher income, what's the higher income?
50 grand.
To 50.
Yeah.
50.
Right. But again,
that's
when you
make household income?
That's the new amount.
Yeah.
But I don't see too many, I mean, downstate, that's one thing, but up here.
50,000, I mean, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's ours at now?
It's
21, was it 21?
I think it's 21 something,
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So you're doubling it.
Yeah, 21's roughly low, you know, so maybe, you know, say we did a 5,000, increased ours to 5,000, you know, 25 or 26.
Even with 25 is pretty much one person on Social Security.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, if we, you know, in a good economy, I would say, you know, we could do a lot more. In a tough economy, you got to look at how's it impact everybody else. So
even though
I know it doesn't impact them, the savings to those lower incomes, you know, I mean, how many of those people are there? And I agree with Teresa. Those are the people we have to. If it's at 21 now, you raise it up to 26. That includes a lot of people, a lot more people than was included before. You know, 50,000, I think that's
a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Because everybody else will have to absorb that.
Yeah.
Well, and again, that's why we need the sliding scale. I want to know how many people are being are holding
so
the bag
basically
for everybody that we're that we're helping.
How many
helping,
people are going to take advantage
are,
of it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
well, no, not so much how many are taking advantage of it. How many people?
Yeah.
How many
households?
For every
how does
for
it
every
affect
household
us?
that gets the exemption, another household has.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
So I want to know. I want to know what that looks like before
number wise.
Yes, before
because
I go with
we,
my heart and
say
we
increase
oh,
it to, we'll just use a number, 20, we'll say 20, we raise it to 5,000, we raise it up to 26. So everyone 26 or below is gonna benefit from it. People at 27 or above is gonna pay more. So that's where, you know, it's a tough, and how much more are they
gonna
pay?
And I'll try
to there's gonna be a sweet spot there.
Right.
I'll try to get some numbers for you together. So you have
21 is
and so that I can give you an idea of how
those
the rate
maxing
would be,
out
tax rate would be affected.
That, which would be very helpful, because if we can do something
it.
Here over the
my,
next couple of weeks to get that tax rate down,
yeah.
so maybe we're not hurting anybody.
She had to pay for
you know, which would
yeah,
be
yeah, that's where needs it.
$50
yeah.
a month.
Yeah.
Well, she moved in with me.
Yeah.
She lived with me.
Yeah.
You know, $850 a month. How do you live on that? That's what she was living in.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That's
we
why
see it. We see
she
it
was
every
at
day.
Home with me. Yeah.
We see it every day.
Oh, I had a lady in here. I mean, you listen to them. It's
yeah.
Sad
we see
story.
It every day for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right.
Thank you.
Off to Van Buren. Another budget.
Okay.
All right.
So
everybody have a nice
have
evening.
You
thanks
too.
You too.
Codes and plan. Okay.
Yeah. No, she sent that email.
Oh, she did?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't, codes and planning and
which one you want to
town clerk, I really don't see, you can go to the next one, it's town clerk.
All right.
She really didn't, hers hasn't changed much.
And to, just to reiterate, the last, you know, page of each section is that roster detail. So if you have any questions about the new accounts and what's included in them, detail is there.
I mean, if we look at the roster detail from the last page from assessors, when are we going to talk about the comptroller's budget as well?
When are we talk about that tonight?
Yeah.
But right now we're doing town clerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is I read Dina's email she sent out this afternoon about raises and things like that. So, but what I don't know.
I didn't see your email. What did it say?
Well, she just went on to say that, you know, if non-union members are getting raises, I'm going to try to paraphrase
you,
it. Non-union members are getting
recorded,
raises.
I would
it'd be
read
all
it verbatim what you wrote.
But, you know, because union members are getting the 2.5%. That she either felt it was, if non-union people either got a raise or didn't get a raise, it would be across the board. That's all. That's all she said.
Okay, but who are we talking, who's she talking about, though? That's what we
well, she do. Said herself that she didn't feel a raise would be justified given the economy and
mm-hmm.
what people are paying.
Yeah.
So that was her part, but then she also went on to say, you know, other non-union people, she feels that should either be all or nothing.
And that's what we did do.
Right, but we'll sit down as a board and decide what we are doing for.
Right,
non-union.
But I mean that's what we
right.
already did here.
Yeah, but what I didn't see and I didn't ask her was, has she said anything about filling the spot, the other deputy spot?
She's not gone.
She isn't.
No.
Okay.
First of all, you know, I explained to her I wouldn't be in support of that because we're paying unemployment for a person that. Is, you know, an out. So while she's paying unemployment for that, I told her, I'm not going to support, you know, you got someone we're already paying for unemployment, so I'm not going to support somebody coming in. And she said, I don't want anybody. I said, okay.
So she's fine with just having
yeah.
One deputy. Okay. That was really the only question I had. I mean, everything else is pretty even, so that's all on my end.
Okay, moving on. Anybody else for that? Oh, stay on it.
I just have a quick question that I don't know if anybody here can answer. She has other permits.
Yeah.
She's got $1,500 in the adopted budget. This is on the revenue side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Jumped up to 7,000.
So, other permits includes the permit fee for cell towers, which
okay.
is $2,500.
Okay.
So, that's why we see the actuals in the past going up.
Okay.
So, some money was put in for cell tower permits in
in anticipation of those. Okay, thank you.
Do you know what? Do you have a year-to-date amount or no? I was going to ask you to run a year-to-date report. You probably didn't. It's fine if you didn't.
I can run a year-to-date report for you. That's no problem. We are on pace with budget. I think it's going to end up even more.
Yeah, well, I think we had adopted, $1,500 for this year, so.
It's way up.
Right, okay. Yeah, and I saw $22,000 last year and $9,500 the year before, so.
We've collected upwards of like $7,000 this year. At the time we constructed the budget, it was, the 2022 number was $6,500. But now we're up above that.
Okay.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah, now that seems like a conservative number, which is fine.
Right.
The roll up in the roster, Gretchen Starr, she doesn't look like she got her, am I reading that right? She didn't get a raise?
She got, hers is.
She did.
She's in the union, yeah.
It didn't exist in the prior year. She was made a full-time this year. So when we look at the adopted budget from 2022, that comparison isn't apples to apples because it wasn't a full-time. So her position is split 50-50 between clerk
and parks.
But she's getting, from her rate right now, 2.5.
Okay. Codes?
Where's the tab? Am I missing
it? Where's this code ZBA?
It's down quite a ways.
Almost to the end.
Oh, okay.
If you look at that roster, I didn't see this before until we looked at it. It shows Dina getting the raise to 51.39, and that's, I don't know if that should have been Gretchen's or Gretchen's.
I think initially upon doing the roster, it was just everyone was getting 2.5.
So you can cross that out on the roster. Make it 56.72.
Where are you?
On the roster on town clerk. See Dina?
Mm-hmm.
It shows her getting a 2.5% raise. She didn't ask for that, so that's just there.
Okay, so we're down 1267, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I just saw that.
Well, I didn't know Bob was going to not be here, but I thought maybe we'd talk, because I think in highway there's a raise there, too, for the highway super.
Yeah, but it's a couple days or next week.
No, I know, but I figured we'd talk about elected officials at that time with Bob. So
he's going to be here next week.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is he going to be here tomorrow for parks?
No. Oh, it's parks?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah, he will be here for parks. Are we good with that, town clerk? Or?
Yeah, I'm good with it. What are you looking for, Kevin?
Codes and ZBA.
Codes and ZBA.
Keep going down.
There it is. I got it.
Revenue side is down just because of interest rates, and so that's all about.
Yeah.
According to Tim, he said that he's expecting less permits in development in 2023. It's starting to slow down.
Meanwhile, our county executive is telling everybody to build houses. That's impressive.
True. We did, he did create his budget prior to that announcement.
Well, we did get a letter of intent from the builder to, in fact, we got to get on. We have a incentive zone committee I got to put together, because Ken Raymond sent a proposal in.
Oh, finally, yeah.
For where?
For Hayes Road.
Oh, down.
The Abbott.
Yeah.
Okay. Melvin Farms.
Yep.
He just gave it to me, so. That would be big permits.
Now, what do you, I mean, are you thinking of increase in zoning or planning board salaries, or?
There was increases in there.
Just for the?
I think.
For the zoning board?
Zoning board includes a ZBA clerk at 2.5, ZBA board and deputy codes officer, their meeting fee went to $80 from $50. To
okay.
make it consistent with planning, and they have fewer meetings. I think that was it. Right? That was it. Yeah.
Okay. And none of the chairmen said anything to you about? Okay.
We have people on the ZBA and the planning board that are the same.
No, Matt Hunt is
on the ZBA. And
no, he's not. Matt Hunt left the ZBA and went to planning.
Right. I remember us doing that.
And then you got...
On the public issue, on the rosters, there are no people's names. There are only titles.
Right.
So Matt Hunt's out. Who's in there? Is that
Bob Sweet.
Bob from the GBAC.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I know I've said this in years past about codes, and what do you think about having a vehicle as opposed to people driving their own cars?
Well, first of all, right now getting a vehicle is tough to get, but we have that truck out there, the parks truck, and what I told them was when they can utilize that, when to utilize that. So Kevin and codes are utilizing that.
Okay.
So... before the engineer was, but now it's utilized between the two of them. And when it's not available, if Kevin's got it, then they use their own vehicle. If it's available, then they can use that.
Okay. My question, and I never asked it, of course, till I'm looking at it, is the liability end of
there
them
is no
using?
Liability.
Okay.
The liability is no different than it would be. If you are driving your own vehicle on company time, or me, we'll use me, because mm-hmm. I go to meetings and stuff.
Right.
Same thing. It's covered the same way, you know, my car insurance is covered, but if I get an injured, it's workers' comp, and everything else is the same. It's covered just like as if you were driving a department-owned vehicle.
Okay. Okay. Do you know how old that truck is out there?
2008.
Okay.
But it's got real low miles.
Right.
Really, it's only got, I think, 35,000 miles.
Okay.
So what I actually was talking to Kevin Merrill about maybe putting a plow on that and utilizing it to plow our parking lots. It's only got 30, it's a 250. It's only got 34,000 miles, so he's going to get it inspected. So I told him, have him go right through it, see how it is.
Right.
That thing, you know, looks like it's in pretty good shape. And if you're only using it for local stuff, and if you're only plowing with it in this thing, we could use that for 5 or 8 years.
Right.
So he's going to he's gonna look into that. Because those 250s are tough to get now.
Yeah.
They're not easy to get. And right. And if we do, we're paying a premium.
Right.
Unless you're a trooper like my son, and he just bought a Gladiator. Pretty nice vehicle there.
With that comes a lot of overtime, I'm sure, right now.
He actually doesn't work overtime.
Oh, lucky him.
So, when I look at the codes, CBA, mm-hmm. I see that we're down revenue about $5,300, and then the appropriations are up $44,000. So the total change is like the total swing is almost $10,000.
Yeah, 97.77. Yep.
Out of a $124,000 budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 8% maybe, 8% mm-hmm. increase in that one area. And we're all good with that.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, you know, these are things that are, you look at, I mean, where would you cut? You
know, right, not, yep, no.
I mean, these are all, a lot of these things are, with that stuff, they're all contractual, the schooling, the attorney, engineering services, postage, mileage,
right.
You know, there's those are things that I don't see how we get out of
change.
That.
Okay, no, and I don't have a problem with it. I just know that you've spent a lot more time on this than I have.
And so. And that one, with these, with codes planning, we, you know, there really and the town clerks, it really wasn't much of a change, you know, and even the assessor's office, if there was a change, if there was things that were included, it was for things that we have no control over, salaries, postage, mileage, you know, all of those things, schooling, you know, other than that, you know, these were pretty benign, really.
Okay.
You know, I can't even, you know, we can't even take credit for, you know, doing anything with this, you know, much. But they, I mean, just like, you know, Jennifer found that $1,400 difference in the assessors where we were double booking that before when we were already paying it through our contract with Van Buren. So there was a $1,400 savings there. But with the rest of it,
codes are good.
Most of the swings went the other way, unfortunately.
Right, right.
Well,
most of them.
Right, you're catching them. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, they're, all the salaries went up.
Okay.
You know, all of the, most of these are all salaries too. You know, if they either stayed the same or went up, the equipment and stuff, you know, went up a little bit, mileage and stuff. But I mean, schooling same. Supplies and services went up a little bit, but you know, it wasn't a huge swing. But
nope. Yeah, it's just little ones. Okay.
Okay. Anything else with that? Codes planning?
No, nothing for me.
Okay. What's left? Controller?
Planning? Did you?
Do you want to wait for Bob Gerasi tomorrow for the controller? Or
okay.
Do you wanna...
We can do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we're off.
Yep.
But yeah.
I'll send some questions on variances that you guys will get in an email tomorrow with the answers.
Are we done with this? Can we go into executive session?
We can.
Yeah.
Are we done with Jen? No, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so. And then seems no one's here when you go out. You know where the kids come out the door? Right next to the door. On the left-hand side on the top, you'll see a switch. It'll say lock and unlock.
Just looks like a light switch.
Yeah, just hit it on the lock. Because obviously nobody's coming in. We'll be in an executive session anyway.
Yeah.
So do we need to
do a motion
to go into executive session? Or can we just go in?
Yeah, I'll wait till John.
Okay.
Motion to go in an executive session. Who's going to take the notes?
I will move it.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'm talking. You can take notes.
Okay. All in favor? What are we doing?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, just who made
personnel? Yeah.
Okay. Just who made the Everybody's an aye.
We good?
Sorry.
Yep.
Who voted? You voted?
I did, yeah. So I heard that.
Hold on. Let me.
Hold on a second.